Yeah, the Woodies monks in the orange cloak. That's what he represents. And they're all dressed the same, so there's no class distinction in them and that. And the begging bowl, because I think that's what they do. And people see there's more begging goes on now than anything, isn't there? You know, these luncheon kitchens and things. And this, I think this, if I can remember rightly, this is the slice of bread or whatever to share among people. So they're probably people who you might be able to speak to, because they've got no sides to them, if I think like that. And they're people who will share what bit they've got with people, and that's how it should be in this world, you know. To share things, your knowledge, your bit of food you've got. It makes you feel better if you can share something with people. Don't give it for reward. Give it to people, you know, because you want to give, because you've got you feel empathy with them. But I think the Buddhist monk is there to represent everybody, because they've got, to me it seems as though they've got no sides to them, no sides of they won't give you rich or poor, they all class the same. Until your trust's been broken in someone, you have to trust everyone. Because you, when you meet people, you don't know whether they're good or evil or whatever, if they're taking you for a ride. So I'm a bit naive. I think I've trusted in too many people, perhaps, and perhaps some will say, oh, you shouldn't talk to him and make a friend of him, but that's not me. I put a lot of trust in people, and I hope that they're going to tell me the truth. It doesn't always work out like that. It's like my kids. I know they tell me lies, but I can honestly say that I don't tell my kids lies. I never have done. I never told my husband any. I found out years and years later I shouldn't have trusted him so much, but I trust people utterly till I find them out. Sometimes it takes years for me to find people out, and then it's too late. I've seen things on the television, how they live in the mountains and they're very poor, but then they go out and go round different parts of the world, and they seem to be so calm, and they survive. Even that, the begging bowls there for them to put out to ask for alms and things. But I always, when I see them in town, I always think, oh, wonder what it'd be like. I always wanted to go and live in a commune when I was younger. So as when my kids left home, I would have dozens of other people's kids around me to look after, to feel wanted, because I get this feeling of not being wanted. I still get the feeling now of not being wanted.